Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Thank you for tuning in tonight. Welcome to the 992nd episode of Purpose Kingdom Network, where God is reverenced, Jesus is adored, and the Holy Spirit welcomed. This is the hour of prayer. I am your host, Evangelist Trina Lindsay Harrison, and this is the time that we have set aside to go to God in prayer. And unity, there is strength. When we come together with one accord, things begin to happen. Hallelujah. The Word of God says that one can chase a thousand, but two and unity and agreement can do so much more. Hallelujah. Oh, God, when we're talking about chasing a thousand, that refers to demons or demonic forces in the atmosphere. But we've come tonight to tear down Satan's kingdom. Oh, God. If you have a prayer request tonight, you can call in at 319-527-6091. Press the number 1, and you'll be placed into the queue. Or you can go to the website at www.blogtalkradio.com/purposekingdom. I'm starting with the scripture tonight, and this is coming out of the King James Version. And it's Psalm 24. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. For he has founded it upon the seas and established it upon the floods. Who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord, or who shall stand in his holy place? He that had clean hands and a pure heart, who have not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully. He shall receive the blessing from the Lord and righteousness from the God of his salvation. This is the generation of them that seek him, that seek thy face, O Jacob. Hallelujah. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lift up, ye everlasting doors. And the King of glory shall come in. Who is the King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, even lift them up, ye everlasting doors. And the King of glory shall come in. Who is the King of glory? The Lord of hosts, he is the King of glory. Let us go to the throne. Hallelujah. Father God, in the precious name of your dear Son, Jesus the Christ, we come boldly to your throne of grace that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. God, where can we go? You alone hold the key to eternal life. It's in you that we live and we move and we have our being. You are the giver of life, and you are the sustainer of life, and you are the preserver of life. So God, we come before your throne just to give you the glory and honor that's due your name. You are a great God. You are a mighty God. You are a holy God. You are the only God who looks upon the... You are the only God who sits upon the circle of the earth. Your eyes go to and fro to behold your glory. You never slumber, neither do you sleep. So God, we come to you. You are a living God. We don't pray to a statue. We don't pray to angels. We don't pray to man. We pray to the true and living God. So we come tonight, God, lift up our, oh God. We come tonight, God, just to lay all on the altar tonight. God, we don't come in any kind of form or fashion because everything lay naked before your eyes. God, we believe that you are in the midst because your word is true. Where two or three are gathered in your name, that you are in the midst. So we lift up right now, oh God, every spiritual leader that preaches the word of God. We lift up every pastor, oh God. Lord, draw those closer to you in the end times. As they preach the word of God, let it give life. Let it be the rhema word. Let it give the word that will change. Let the word come forth to break shackles and set the captives free. Let the word come forth to heal and deliver, oh God. We're crying out tonight, Lord. You called us to prayer, so here we are in your presence. God, someone needs a touch from you tonight. You are the greatest physician. You are the greatest healer. You said in your word that Jesus was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. And by his stripes, we are made whole. We are healed. God, someone needs a healing tonight. There's healing in your wings, oh God. You said healing is the children's bread. God, someone's mind is not right. We bind the spirit of depression in the name of Jesus and lose peace in the atmosphere. We bind the spirit of suicide and lose life in the atmosphere. We bind the spirit of poverty and lose blessings, financial breakthroughs in the name of Jesus. Oh, God. You're moving. You are the greatest healer. You can heal multiple sclerosis. You can heal diabetes. You can heal high blood pressure. You can heal Alzheimer's and dementia. You can heal schizophrenia. Oh, God, you can heal HIV. You can heal AIDS. Oh, God, you are the greatest healer. But it's to those who believe and receive. Oh, God, we need you. You are a miracle worker. God, you said in your word that miracles, signs, and wonders shall follow those who believe. So I know there's believers on the airway tonight. I know there's believers who are listening in tonight. Oh, God, have your way. Have your way, God. Oh, God, we love you. God, we praise you. Jesus, we worship you and adore you. Holy Spirit, we can do nothing without you. So we welcome you. Do whatever you want to do tonight. God, break shackles. Oh, Lord. You're moving. You're setting the captives free because of your word, your presence. Oh, hallelujah. God, you are concerned about your people. You're not just concerned about your people. You're concerned about everybody. But, oh, God, those who love you, those who seek you, those who trust you, those who are waiting on you, you're moving, you're putting things in order. Oh, God, we need you. We love you, God. Have your way tonight. As you move in ministering in song, and as you move with the word, God, we believe that you're going to do mighty things tonight. We might not always hear the things that you're doing. We might not always see the things that you're doing, but we believe in your movement and faith. Faith pleases you. Hallelujah. We're doing this, God, because we have faith in you. We're doing this, God, because we believe your word. We're doing this, God, because you call us to prayer. And if you call us to prayer, you're going to answer. Hallelujah. Someone needs a touch from you tonight, Father. Someone's mind is in disorder and a disarray, God. But you've come to give peace to your children. You said, let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewal of your mind, the word of God. Changes people. The word of God makes a difference. Oh, God, have your way tonight. Have your way. Oh, God, we feel your presence. We know you're here. We love you, God. We love you, Jesus. We love you, Holy Spirit. What a mighty God we serve. What a holy God we serve. Thank you for hearing our prayer, Father. In Jesus' name that we pray with thanksgiving. Amen. Amen. And amen. Thank you, Lord. We're going to now bring on our sister Adrian Allen to minister in song.
When peace like a river attendeth my way, when sorrows like sea billows roll, whatever my life, thou hast taught me to say, it is well, it is well with my soul. Though Satan should buffet and trials should come, let these blessed assurance control, that Christ has regarded my helpless estate and has shed his own blood for my soul. It is well. It is well,
yeah,
with my soul, with my soul. It is well, it is well with my soul. My sin, oh, the bliss of this glorious thought. My sin's not in part, but the whole. His to the cross, and I'm buried no more. day when the fish shall be sight, the clouds be rolled back like a scroll.
Oh, yes, come on.
The trump shall resound. And the Lord shall descend, even so it is well with my soul, it is well, it with my soul, with my soul, it is well, it is well.
Yeah.
Yes, oh yes, thank you, Sister Adrienne. It is well with my soul. Oh God, you're good, you're worthy. Again, thank you for ministering in song. We felt the power of the Almighty God. Hallelujah. Again, if you have a prayer request, you may call in tonight at 319-527-6091 and press the number 1 and you'll be placed into the queue. Amen. I'm going to come from I believe the Lord is wanting me to share this with you tonight because it was such a fight when I did a little studying on this this evening. But I'm going to be coming from, because there's so much evil that's going on in the world today, and you know, so many people are saying, "Where is God?" or they just don't understand what's going on, and they're blaming God. But that's just not so, and we're going to find out tonight why this is going on. Amen. I'm going to first start with Genesis, the 3rd chapter. Again, this is the King James Version, and this is a familiar passage of scripture, okay? And I'm going to start at the first verse, Genesis 3, chapter 1. Genesis 3, verse 1, so it's chapter 3. Now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field, which the Lord God had made. And he said unto the woman, "Ye have, God said, ye shall not eat of every tree of the garden." Now here, this is the serpent talking to Eve. And the woman said unto the serpent, "We may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden. But of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God hath said, ye shall not eat it, neither shall ye touch it, lest ye die." Now God is thinking about touching it, because in the 2nd chapter of Genesis, verse 17, God says, "But of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, thou shalt not eat of it, for in the day that thou eatest, therefore thou shalt surely die." He never said anything about touching it. See, when we have a conversation with the enemy or the devil, we begin to say things we shouldn't say, or we begin to think things that we shouldn't. And the serpent said unto the woman, "Ye shall not surely die." Now, how is the serpent to say what God said is not so? So I'm going to jump down to verse 6, and it says, "And when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree to be desired to make one wise, she took of the fruit thereof and did eat. and gave also unto her husband with her, and he did eat. And I'm going to jump down to verse 8. And they heard the voice of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And Adam said, and Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God amongst the trees of the garden. So here they were made to feel ashamed, and God never intended for us to feel ashamed or be ashamed. And the Lord God called unto Adam and said unto him, where art thou? Where art thou? Now God already knew where Adam was, because God knows everything. But he asked Adam, where art thou? I believe to make Adam realize what he had just done. So at that time when Adam did eat, Adam turned over the world or the system of the world to Satan, the devil. But God gave the authority to Adam, okay? But then Adam gave it over to the enemy, the devil, and that began the fall of man. Now, hold on, I'm going somewhere, okay? Now, because of what Adam did, okay, Psalm 51 verse 5 says, behold, I was shapen in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. Everyone, because of what Adam did, everyone was born in sin and shaped in iniquity. James, the first chapter, verse 15 says, then when lust hath conceived, it brings forth sin, and sin, when it is finished, brings forth death. God didn't want us to stay in that state of death. The devil doesn't care anything about us. He comes to kill, to steal, and destroy. But Jesus Christ came, and though he might have life. Amen. And the devil wants to take as many souls with him into eternal damnation. Again, God never intended for his children to live in sin or in darkness. So God gave the law to Moses. And the law was given to help fallen man learn how to love God like they should, or to love one another like they should. And the law wasn't working because it was made on tablets of stone. It wasn't in man's heart. So God in the Godhead came up with the plan to redeem fallen man. In Isaiah, the 53rd chapter of Isaiah, it says that Jesus Christ was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And with his stripes, we are healed. Because sin was entered into the world, Jesus Christ came into the world to be the remedy for sin. He shed his blood for fallen man. So now because of the blood of Jesus, we can come boldly to the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Amen? So for everyone who believes, for everyone who becomes a child of God, we have power over the enemy. We have power over the devil. God said in his word that the same power that raised Christ from the dead dwells in us. Amen? We're going somewhere, so just hold on. Give me a moment, okay? Now, because of the shed blood of Jesus, we have a right to the tree of life. And because of the shed blood of Jesus, we have power to cast out the devil. We have power to bind things in earth. God has given us the keys to the kingdom. I'm going to go to Matthew, the 16th chapter, and it reads like this. When Jesus came into the coast of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? And they said, some say that thou art John the Baptist, some Elias, and others Jeremias, on one of the prophets. He said unto them, but whom say ye that I am? And Simon Peter answered and said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus answered and said unto him, blessed art thou, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood have not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. And I say unto thee that thou art Peter, hallelujah, that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. And I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven. And whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading and to the hearing of his word. Now, as I was saying, there's so much darkness that's going on in the earth. But again, that's only because Satan trapped Adam and Eve to give him the authority over to them. But again, as I said, God never intended for that to happen. Come on in, husband. You come on in. Praise the Lord. God never intended for this to happen. So God came up with the plan to give man the power to take back what the enemy has stolen. So he has given us the keys to the kingdom of heaven. So he said, whatever we bind in earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatever we loose in earth shall be loose in heaven. So all the darkness that's going on, all the darkness that may be around us, we can take authority and the power over it. You know, a lot of people talk about what's going on in the earth today, but can you imagine how worse it would be if there weren't people in the earth that's praying and believing God and taking back the keys to the kingdom? It would be much worse than what it is now. But because God has a remnant, because God has a people that's still praying in the earth, we are still here. And God is still giving people time to get it right. Can you imagine when everyone with one accord began to seek God and pray before his throne? What would happen? If we come together with one mind and with one accord, we can bind any kind of demonic force in the name of Jesus. We can take back the power that Adam gave to Satan. We can take it back by speaking the word. We can take it back by living the power that God has given us to live in. We can take it back by preaching and teaching and walking and living in the word of God. Hallelujah. God intends for us to live a victorious life. God intends for us to live in this world in a better state than what we're living in. People, I'm tired of people blaming God for the way the world is today. It's not God. It's not. But the good news is for those who believe in God, God is in control of their lives. He's in control of believers' lives. He is. How do I know? Because God said that for all of us who believe in him, we can have life and have that more abundantly. Again, we can take power over the enemy. We can take the authority over the enemy. I hate the devil. I hate the devil for what he's doing in the earth. I hate him. But we can begin to take back what the enemy has stolen from us. We can take back what the enemy has stolen from our family members. We can take it back because God gave us the keys. Hallelujah. Again, if you have a prayer request, you can call in tonight. The prayer line, the number is 319-527-6091. You can press the number 1 and be placed into the queue. Or again, you can go to the website at www.blogtalkradio.com/purposekingdom. God, we sit on your word tonight. Evil is all in the land, but God, you said that we seek you and pray and walk in the authority and the power that you've given us, oh God. That darkness will not overtake us. That darkness will not overtake our loved ones. That any circumstance or situation that we may face, God, you've given us power to overcome it. That's your word, God. That's your word. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm led to pray right now. Oh, God. You alone are God. You alone are great. You alone are worthy. You alone are holy. You are a faithful God to all those who believe. You said your word that heaven and earth will pass away, but your word will last forever. So we come with one accord tonight, oh God. And unity there is strength. You said one can chase 1,000 and two can put 10,000 to flight. So we come in the authority of Jesus the Christ. Satan, the Lord, rebuke you. Satan, the Lord, rebuke you. We bind you the spirit of depression and lose peace in Jesus' name. We bind you the spirit of sickness and lose healing in Jesus' name. We bind the spirit of anxiety and lose peace in the name of Jesus. We bind the spirit of drugs and lose liberty in the name of Jesus. We bind the spirit of suicide and lose life in the name of Jesus. We bind the spirit of poverty and lose wealth in the name of Jesus. Oh God, you're moving, Lord. You're moving, God. You gave us the keys to the kingdom of heaven. We can bring heaven down on earth because we believe you, Lord. You are faithful to those who believe. You know, without faith, it's impossible to hear. Hey, boy, shake it, God. Hallelujah. We thank you, God. We thank you for the keys. We thank you for the power. We thank you for the authority. We thank you for favor. We thank you for victory. We thank you for triumph. We thank you for life and healing and health and prosperity and healing. Hallelujah. Oh, God, we praise you. God, we magnify you. Oh, God, we lift you up. And Jesus, name. Thank you for the keys. Thank you for the power. We believe you, Abel Shanda. You said you've given us keys to the kingdom of heaven. We stand in our authority. We stand in our power. We stand in our victory. Hallelujah. Oh God, you're moving. Oh God, you're moving. Great is your faithfulness. Great is your loving kindness. Great are your tender mercies. We thank you. We realize now, God, what is going on in the earth realm. We realize now, oh God, the power that you've given every born again believer. We realize now, oh God, you give us authority to live in this earth. Even though we're not out of the world, we're in the world. And you've given us life and that more abundantly. You made us to live victoriously. You made us to live a good life. You made us to live a peaceful life. You mean to live a joyous life. Hallelujah. God, we thank you. We praise you. Great is your faithfulness. Great is your loving kindness. Great are your tender mercies. Hallelujah. God, I spoke your word. I did what you told me to do. God, I was obedient. So, God, I know you're moving. I know you're moving, Lord. Someone now understands what's going on. Someone now knows that if they trust you, if they give their life to you, that you can be in covenant with them and they can have the authority to take the keys back. Hallelujah.
strength and walk in authority and walk in power and walk in victory. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. You're worthy. You're worthy to be praised in the beauty of your holiness. We love you, God. We serve a great God. We serve a holy God. We love you, Lord. There's no God like Jehovah. There's no God like Elohim. There's no God like El Shaddai. We love you. We surrender. We trust you. We depend on you. We lean on you. We worship you. Hallelujah. Great is your faithfulness. Great is your loving kindness. Great are your tender mercies. Thank you for the power. Thank you for the keys. Oh, God, we're going to use our access. We're going to use our keys. We're going to walk in our authority. We're going to speak those things that are not as though they were. We're taking back our Roshanda. We're taking back our rightful place. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in heavenly places, in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you. Oh, you're worthy. You're worthy to be praised in the beauty of your holiness. You're worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. What a mighty God we serve. What a holy God we serve. You are worthy. You are worthy. We love you, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Again, if you have a prayer request, feel free to call in at 1-319-527-6091 and press the number 1 and you'll be placed into the queue. Again, the number is 319-527-6091. To God be the glory for the things that he has done. We serve a great God. We serve a holy God. We serve a loving God. I just want to give God all glory and honor for what he's doing. Amen. I just want to share with you that I had my family reunion over the weekend, and it was such a joyous time. You know, we don't always get to see our loved ones when we want to, because everyone has their own life and everyone's so busy. But just to be with family is such a blessing. And I just felt just a refreshing of the Lord. And, you know, everybody might not have everything that they want, but you can surely look back over your life and see that God has met your every need. Amen. God is a good God. And he's worthy to be praised. If no one doesn't have a prayer request, we're going to, I believe, do we have any announcements, or before we do the altar call, or how do you want to do it tonight, Pastor Toy, Brother Rob, before we close out in prayer, the closing prayer?
Yes, real quickly, we'll go ahead and do the announcements, and this is the Product Purpose Kingdom Network. We thank each and every one of you for joining us for tonight's broadcast. We thank you so much for your support, whether you're calling us online or via phone. We thank you so much. We thank you for everything that you do for supporting the Shared Purpose Kingdom Network. And if you want to contact us here at Purpose Kingdom Network, you can contact us here at purposekingdomnet@gmail.com, where you can send your comments, questions, concerns. You can simply say hello or send a prayer request. We gladly honor that. We thank you so much. We're also on Purpose Kingdom underscore on Instagram and Twitter, where you can do likewise. We also like you to like us on Facebook, where you can see some of our upcoming program, and you can also see some of our advertisements of our upcoming shows. And we thank you so much for doing so. And with that being said, I just want to let everyone know that Purpose Kingdom Network has their own hotline number. Where you can call us at 267-730 5361. And once again, you can call us at this number, which is going to be 267-730-5361, where you can just call and we can hear your voice live and in person, where we can answer your call or your concerns or your questions at our convenience. And we hope you feel free to use that number. And also, with God's will, God's blessing, we hope you join us tomorrow evening at the 9 p.m. hour for Let's Talk About It, hosted by our very own Pastor Toy Daly, Sister Adrian Allen, and Sister Janice Hudson. And once again, with God's will and God's blessing, we hope you join us tomorrow evening at the 9 p.m. hour for Let's Talk About It. And, of course, it's going to be hosted by our very own Pastor Toy Daly, Sister Adrian, and Sister Janice. And like I said, it's going to be at the 9 p.m. hour. And with God's will and God's blessing, we hope you join us tomorrow evening. Also, just one more announcement with our very own Pastor Toy Dillon. We hope if you missed her voice, you can hear her preach this upcoming Sunday on September 8th. And that appearance will be at the New Salem Baptist Church at 1721 North Crawley Street in Philadelphia, PA, 19121. And once again, that's going to be at New Salem Baptist Church at 1721 North Crawley Street in Philadelphia, PA. And zip code here is 19121. All PKN hosts are invited to come. And we hope to see y'all once again at that location. And we thank you so much. And with that being said, this is going to be the end of the announcements, and we're going to turn the service back over to Evangelist Trina. And Evangelist Trina, wonderful broadcast, and we're going to hand everything back over to you.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Thank you, Minister Rob, for those announcements. So I guess we're going to do the altar call right now before we do the closing prayer. Thank you, Lord. If there's someone that's listening to this broadcast tonight and does not know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, God said in his word that he doesn't want anyone to perish, but all come unto repentance. It's so easy. The word of God says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, and whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Remember, I just spoke on the word tonight that the devil doesn't care nothing about you. Nothing. But God loves you so much that he sent his son Jesus. And if you want to live with God in eternity, all you have to do is accept his son. That's all you have to do. The word of God just says, just believe that God loved you. He sent his son Jesus the Christ to die for you. If you believe in your heart that God raised Jesus Christ from the dead, then you are saved. It's just that easy. Just believe that God loved you and he sent his son Jesus the Christ to redeem you back unto him. That's all you have to do. And just say, Lord, I know that I am a sinner and need of a Savior. And I accept Jesus Christ as my personal Savior. Lord, come into my heart and I'll live for you. If you prayed that prayer, then you are saved. It's just that easy. Just believe, as I said, that God loves you. And Jesus Christ died for you. And if you believe that, you are now born again. Welcome in to the family of God. We encourage you to find a church home in your neighborhood. Because, see, once you accept Jesus Christ as your Savior, you have to read the word and you have to grow and you have to have someone that's watching over your soul and teaching you and showing you how to live a godly life. That's why God gave us pastors to help us and to teach us the things of God. Amen. So until that time, until you're able to find a Bible-believing church in your community, you can always join us here at Purpose Kingdom Network. Amen. I just want to remind everyone about the word again tonight, that just remember that all the bad things that are going on in the world today is because Adam gave Satan the authority in the earth realm. But when we become born-again believers and accept Jesus Christ as our personal Savior, we become heirs of the kingdom of God. And because we are heirs of the kingdom of God, we can bring the kingdom down in earth as children of God. And how do we do that? By getting the word deep down in our heart and in our soul and in our spirit. And when we confess the word and we speak the word and we talk the word, things begin to happen in our lives. Things begin to be conformed to how God wants us to live and be in the earth. Remember, the devil came to kill, to steal, to destroy. But Jesus Christ came that we may have life, and that more abundantly. So we give our hearts and our life over to God. God is obligated to be our Father. He's obligated to provide for us. He's obligated to protect us. He's obligated to meet our need. Because we trust in Him. We believe in Him. I'm not saying that everything is going to be all roses and all dory. I'm not saying that. But I can tell you this. God's word is true. God's word is true. Then He will perfect that which concerns us. And then in the perfecting, we don't get to say how God's perfecting a certain situation in our lives. We just have to know that God is faithful. And if God says He's perfecting a thing, He's perfecting a thing. He's working it out. We just have to trust Him. We just have to believe Him. He said, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, which is His Son, and all these things shall be added unto us. What things? Peace, joy, love, faith, hope, mercy, grace, victory, triumph, eternal life, forgiveness shall be added. All we have to do is believe. It's just that easy. Well, Evangelist Trina, how do we believe? The Word of God says faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Thank you, Lord. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. I just want to let you know that are we going to be perfect in this life? No, we're not. But we can always be striving in this life. Amen. We can look at the perfect man that walked the earth, and that's only Jesus the Christ. He's the only one that was perfect. But again, we can strive. We can grow. We can learn. We can trust. We can depend on God. When it doesn't always look good or feel good, God got our back. And remember, He's perfect. Affecting the things that concerns us. Once we become a believer, once we become a child of God, again, He's obligated to meet our need. Amen? He might not come when you want Him, but as the old people used to always say, He's always right on time. He's always right on time. So if I said anything tonight to encourage you, I'm sure God's heart is glad. I'm sure our Father is happy. Because that's our main goal here at Purpose Kingdom Network. If I've encouraged one soul, I've done what God commanded me to do tonight. So if all hearts and minds are clear, we're going to, just one moment, I believe we have someone on the line, a prayer request.
Yes.
Yes,
hello.
Good evening. Hi,
good evening.
Good evening.
How you doing? My name is Michelle Hines.
Hi, Michelle.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm blessed, and you are blessed too. Thank you for tuning in tonight.
Yes, thank you, thank you. my prayer request is for all our children that are returning back to school.
Yes,
that, you know,
I'm going to do that, yes, yes.
That they just have a safe, you know, blessed school year, no bullying, no, just no disturbances, just staying, that everyone just stay focused. Even everyone that returned to school, the college students and, you know, some of the charter school students, that, you know, I'm praying for everybody to just stay focused and be safe.
Yes.
I'm just lifting everyone up tonight, you know, as we are at the end of the summer and we're celebrating the holiday weekend, you know, that everyone just be safe out here, just, you know, and traveling and just out here having a good time. I'm just lifting everyone up in prayer to just be safe and enjoy these last couple of days of the summer.
Okay. Yes. Thank you. Thank you, Michelle. We sure will be praying for that. That was my heart's cry too tonight, to pray for the children going back to school. So I thank you for calling in and asking for that prayer request. Amen. Amen. Thank you, and thank you for listening tonight. I believe we have another caller on the line.
Yes, good evening, Sister Trina. This is Adrian Misunderstandings Allen. How are you?
I'm good, my sister. How are you?
Well, I'm great because I'm here. God is awesome. Just as you've been saying, I wanted to come back and say thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. And can you pray for bereaved individuals for their healing?
Yeah.
For their get past it. For their grab on to God and let it show it. So, you know?
Yeah.
I need that type of a prayer tonight, because somehow or some way, you're right. The devil is that strong and thinks that big. But when you say his name in God, the way it's going forth, the might of God is so strong, and you are so right.
Yes.
This is no more enemy. No more.
Yay, God.
Nothing. Jesus. Pray for their unbelief.
Yes.
Pray for everything that is lost to just be lost so that we can find us and then we can go and see. Please, Sister Trina.
Yes.
Please.
Yes, well, you know, God is awesome because he heard both of your prayer requests, you know, and, you know, God is awesome. God is in control of every believer's life. He is. Everyone who believes in God, God is in control. The devil's not winning. He thinks he's winning. He's not. God is in control of our lives, we believe. And as long as we come together with one accord and pray, and things begin to happen, change begins to take place, and we win. And people are blessed. And the captives are set free, and shackles are broken. God's word is true. But I was just led tonight, and I believe God led me to let people know what's going on. You know, because when you turn on the news, look what just happened in Texas. You know, that's why I hate the devil. But God is awesome, and our God is big, and our God is great. And when we begin to pray, and we become, when we get with one accord, as I said, things begin to happen. And you're right. And you know what, Adrian, if it wasn't for us praying in the earth, it would be a lot worse than what it is right now. It would be. But thanks be to God. Always causes believers to triumph. Amen. So we're going to close out in prayer tonight because I believe we did everything that God wanted us to do this evening. Amen. So let us look to the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Father God, in the name of your dear Son, Jesus the Christ, God, we love you. God, we praise you. God, we serve you. God, thank you for the word that we read tonight and shared tonight. God, I just thank you for encouraging your people and even encouraging me, God, and just encouraging everyone who listened tonight. Because I know everyone that listened got something out of it because you're that kind of God. You meet everyone's need. And we thank you. So, God, as we close out tonight, the prayer request, Lord, and we ask you that those who are going back to school, God, that you keep them covered under the blood of Jesus. Lord, those who are traveling in the school buses and the teachers who are going to school, and God, just cover the schools, the colleges, all the elementary schools, the high schools, the tech schools, all the schools, God. Years ago, they took prayer out of school, but God, we're standing in the gap for them tonight. We believe in you, God. We're asking you to let your angels camp around about those who believe. And God, even those who don't believe, they still have a right to be imparted, God. So God, we ask that you cover the school in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. God, we thank you, Lord. And those who are going back to school, Lord, and be concerned about future tuition, God, you're able to open up doors to touch people's hearts, to give out of their bounty, to help the less fortunate. God, you're able to touch hearts because you said the king's heart is in the hands of the Lord. And as the rivers of water, you turn yourself, you will. So God, we believe you to open up the door to bless those that we are able to go to college, Lord. Thank you, God. You're worthy to be praised. And God, those who are grieving tonight, Lord, because they've lost a loved one, comfort them like only you can. Earth has no sorrow that heaven cannot heal. God, your word is true, that to be absent from the body and to be present with the Lord, we're all just passing through, but we have a final destination. So those who are mourning, Lord, comfort them in the name of Jesus. And if those who are mourning that don't know you as Lord and Savior, send a word that will give light to them. Send a word that will encourage them. Send a word to let them know that they too must make a decision. Hallelujah. We thank you, God. You are worthy. You are holy. And God, again, be with all our spiritual leaders in the land. Be with all those who are in offices and high places, God, all around the land. They may be in office, but God, you're on the throne. Hallelujah. And you are concerned about your people, and you are concerned about the world. Yes. God, we thank you. Be with our military tonight, God. But watch them on the wall. Be be with their families that are concerned about them, Lord. Touch them. Be with the military's family, God, while they're away, God. And God, send people into the mental institutions and in the hospitals and in the nursing homes and in the prisons. You're concerned about them too. God, someone's in need of a financial breakthrough. I speak miracles in the name of Jesus. I speak signs and wonders in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. God, be with the Purpose Kingdom Network host. God, you know all of our needs. You know all of our situations. You know all of our circumstances. And you're perfecting that which concerns us. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. God, they will not be homeless, Lord. They will not be without. They are your children. You're able to touch landlords' hearts, God. Yes. You've already done it. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. You said you've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor the seed begging bread. And God, be with that pastor right now. Meet her need, oh God. Touch her body. Send forth healing. Healing is the children's bread. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. You are worthy. You are holy. Great is your faithfulness. Great is your loving kindness. And great are your tender mercies. God, thank you for meeting us here tonight. And God, we end this prayer, but never to leave your presence. Let us have a good sleep tonight, God. Keep our homes covered under the blood of Jesus. Let your angels continue to camp around about us. And let us wake up tomorrow morning with new strength, a new joy, new peace, and a new determination to want to run on to see all that you have in store for us. So, God, we thank you and we praise you. Amen, amen, and amen. Again, thank everyone for tuning in tonight. God bless you. And please tune in tomorrow night. And have a blessed week. Good night.
Jesus bless.
He raised me, I will not lose. He saved me, I will not lose.
Never wanna see me down, I will not lose.
Save me.